Welcome to the Smarter Building Materials Marketing Podcast, helping you find better ways to grow leads, sales, and outperform your competition.
All right, everybody, welcome to Smarter Building Materials Marketing, where we believe your online presence should be your best salesperson. I am Zach Williams, alongside my co-host, Beth Popniglov, and we have an awesome show lined up for you.
Today, we are so excited to welcome into the studio Timothy Wingate Jr. He is the founder and president of G Plus Business and Financial Consulting. They work as the back office for construction companies. And today, we are going to talk about what is on your contractor and installer's minds, which is making money, building a business, and how manufacturers and distributors and dealers can become better partners in that space with them. Timothy, thank you so much for your time and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Beth. I appreciate it. G Plus F is a gold mine for me and something I'm very proud of, and I'm hoping that I can share a little bit with you today.
We're excited to hear all about it. Before we get started, Timothy, can you take a few seconds and introduce yourself and G Plus F to our listeners?
A little bit about me. I'm married.
Tells you everything you need to know.
So married 13 years. Three kids later, all boys, and been in the construction industry all my life because my father has been in the industry since 1985. So really saw all the ups and downs of the construction industry, just living through it. And I just really love working with people in the construction industry because they are authentic, they're real, and when you're their guy, you're their guy.
And how did you get into G plus F? If you grew up in construction, what did you see that made you say, you know what, construction needs a finance company?
I mean, I saw my dad and how money went out just as fast as it came in, you know, and he really didn't have a good grasp on how to grow his company and also leverage the money, the income that he had at certain periods. And I think if he would have had a solid advisor in his corner during those times, man, multi-million dollar business for sure.
I'm looking at your website right now, Timothy, and what I love about it, and this is like a shameless plug for you. It's like, hey, here's the process. Get a call. We'll show you a financial blueprint and build a profitable business. And you and I were talking about this before the show started. Is like a lot of manufacturers kind of forget that they're not the number one thing that contractors think about. The number one thing contractors are thinking about is how do I make more money? And so when we think about like messaging on our end or how do we position a product or whatever, if we can help contractors or installers or whoever it might be understand how they're going to make more money, they're going to make more money, right? Can you talk a little bit about that in reference to like what you're hearing from contractors when you talk to them? When you talk about sophistication level of a business, talk to us a little bit about what you're seeing there in reference to the current market, current climate, that kind of thing.
Construction has been taking off, especially here in Florida, but I'm not, you know, just bound here by Florida. I have clients in Colorado, Wisconsin, all different other areas, but construction industry has been taking off, especially since COVID, because we found out that construction is considered one of those essential industries. And I see why, because if your roof flies off, you know, in the middle of COVID, you need somebody to come and fix it. And they can't be restricted from being able to come to your house and be able to fix that roof. So there's a couple of things going on here. Hey, the industry is booming, it's popping. And how do we stay relevant? How do we separate ourselves from the other people who are in the industry doing the same thing that we're doing? And what we're starting to see is a lot of people starting to niche down in certain areas of construction, whether it's within the trade, you know, I only want to work on hospitals, or I only want to work on schools and those things, because it streamlines their marketing. So when you're able to streamline the marketing from that standpoint, what it does is it saves you money, because you're not wasting money, marketing dollars in other areas. And then you're not even testing those areas properly to make sure that you are truly in the right area for your company. So those are like a lot of things of how these guys are now starting to think. They're becoming a little bit more sophisticated because of the YouTube channels that are out there, the different conferences that they are attending, and you having guys like me speak at those events, and they can learn from those events. So they're starting to come into the 21st century, because the industry has been behind for a very long time. But now they're starting to think a little bit different and out the box and incorporate technology. And so there's just a lot of things that are shifting and happening right now in the industry. And so when you think from a manufacturing standpoint, it's like, okay, how could I use your product and how can it save me money so that way I can do more, or what type of discounts or different bulk things that you can do for me that will allow me to do more for the client. And so help me do those things so that way I can continue to buy from you and purchase from you. That's where we starting to see the mindset shift and how those things are to go towards those type of thought processes.
When someone reaches out to you, like let's say a contractor, are they like in desperation? Are they like, I don't know anything? Or are they like, I want to level up?
They're both. The ones who are in desperation are sometimes the people who are millionaires, because they're like, I've grown the company so fast and quickly. I don't even know if I'm profitable. I don't know if every dollar in the bank is profit. It's kind of scary in a sense too, but that's what they're thinking. They're like, man, is this profit or is this just money coming from another job that's kind of carrying the next job? They don't know those things. They hire me to help them find that out.
Help me figure out if I'm actually making money.
Now the walls are so high. I've built so much up. If it comes crashing down, it feels a lot worse. This is what you're saying, Timothy. One of the ways we describe contractors is accidental business owners. They get trained by somebody else's business. At some point, they decide, hey, there's really no upward mobility as part of somebody's crew, or they don't even have that thought. They're just like, I can go do this on my own. Every owner will tell you that's his woes because he trains his crew and his crew goes starts their own business. And then every owner will tell you, I was that guy on the crew or that girl on the crew who thought I can do this myself and I started my own business. And then they get into this situation, which is, I have no idea what those dollars in the bank actually mean. Then they have all of these stresses of owning a business. Now they probably have to bring on a crew of their own. And then they get a newsletter from a manufacturer that's like, hey, do you want to try my product? Hey, this thing now comes in red, which now you're more of a pest than you are of a partner at that point, even if I really need that product in red or that product to install faster so I can do more. I don't even have the mental space to figure out, you know, if that effort is worth it to try that new product. Unpack for us a little what it really means to be that accidental business owner, and what does it look like for a manufacturer to become a partner to a contractor who is in this type of position, probably leading a successful company. But you're a business owner, Timothy. You know that when you lead a successful business, it doesn't necessarily always feel that way. How can manufacturers partner better with that perspective in mind?
So the first part, most of those business owners are very, very hard workers, and they hustle their way to the top. They hustle their way to $1 million. When I look at a hustle versus building a company, two different things. So the hustler is kind of just putting their time in. They're not really putting time into their employees to build them up, to kind of take over certain parts of the business. The business is really heavily involved around them and how they respond to situations and all those type of things. Versus the person who has the mindset of building a company, they're trying to hire an employee like the first window of profit. Okay, I got enough profit to bring on somebody. Let me bring them on so that I can teach them how to do this, teach them how to do that. And so that way they can actually start to take this approach of coach than actual doer inside of the company. And so those are the different mindsets that I see. But either mindset could get you to $1 million or more by accident, right? Because if you don't have someone helping you to navigate the finances and understand how profit works from project to project and how all that ties back to the company's profitability, then you just don't know how you got there. The second part to that is manufacturers really need to take a different approach and say, hey, let's sit down with your trusted advisor or accountant and let's talk about how this is not only just going to save you time, but we can start to work out and figure out how can we save you money as well, or just make you use our products more efficiently to bring your profitability up. You know, so those are the type of approaches that I would take, because the construction people, they're so busy. You know, it's hard for me as their accountant to tie them down. So sometimes it's good to say, hey, let me defer you to my accountant or my trusted advisor. And if he says yes or she says yes, then let's have a group meeting where we all talk about this together. So it's a little bit slower process, but you're going to win more business that way.
Timothy, I'm wondering, as you're talking about this, you keep using the word partner. Are there any manufacturers you know that have really gone the distance or gone the extra mile to try to help? Can I put you on the spot? Can you name any?
Rockwool.
Rock Wool.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Tell me what they do.
They will come to a conference and they will demo their products and show you how it works, how it saves you money, how it saves time, those type of things. Another company that does very well is Schluter.
Schluter. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They are really good.
They will bring you and feed you, you know, put you in a hotel and show you their product all for free. Like, hey, I just want you to know how to use my product, how to use it efficiently, and how it's going to save you money. And they send you away with product. They send you away with a book and all types of samples. So those companies, they're taking the slow approach, but it actually brings them in and it builds trust and it shows the contractor that they care. They care about the company.
I also have heard you say the word save money a lot more than you're referencing save time. And something we talk a lot about on the show and with our manufacturer clients is giving the right perspective or the right context to the results that you're talking about. Saving time is very ethereal. And maybe even if you're really busy, you're like, I need another job. You know, like, what am I going to do with 20 extra minutes? Nothing, except for be stressed that I'm not using it. But you say save money. Well, that's dollars. I don't care if it's $12. Like, I know what I can do with $12. I don't know what I can do with 12 minutes. And I think that context is really impactful. And maybe not every manufacturer can say it's this much time and then this much money. But that feels like if I'm in the marketing and sales department, that's a really strong directive for me to go and look and say, if I say my product is more efficient, I need to have those quantifiers in time and in dollars. Because money talks, man.
Yeah, it does. And they need someone to help them maybe put that together and say, how do we present this to the contractors?
Timothy, I love this conversation. I would love to know if like you're in a room with a manufacturer and they're asking you the same question, like, hey, what can I do better? How can I partner? How can I help people understand how they can save time and money? What's the one piece of advice you would give them?
The one piece of advice is you have to build rapport. So you have to find the best way to do that. And depending on the product, like, do we do something like Schluter and we invite them to a free weekend, all expenses paid, food, so that way we can sit down with them? Because what it is you're getting contractors together in the same room who run different companies. And really, it's the beauty of other contractors saying, yeah, I'm going to use this product, or yes, I use this product, and this is how it saves me time. So you're really, as a manufacturer, you're not really convincing them. It's really the other contractors in the room convincing them.
Timothy, this has been awesome. If someone wants to connect with you or reach out, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, the best way is to go to my website, construction.accountant, and just book some time with me. That way we can talk and converse about your company. I'm on LinkedIn heavily, more so than any other social media platform. So you can connect with me on LinkedIn, message me there. Instagram, I don't monitor that. I have somebody else who really monitors the Instagram and Facebook, but definitely they will relay those messages to me as well.
Timothy, man, thank you so much again for coming on the show. And for our listeners, if you enjoyed this episode, check us out at venvio.com/podcast to subscribe and get more. Until next time, I'm Zach Williams alongside Beth Popney-Glove. Thanks, everybody.